The Jazz Angels are a Long Beach-based organization that teaches young people more than the American art form called jazz.
Speaking with Barry Kogert from Jazz Angels, how are you, sir?
I'm wonderful today, and how are you doing?
I'm doing well. Well, let's start off with, for those who don't know, who is the Jazz Angels? Why don't you describe Jazz Angels?
Okay, the Jazz Angels are an organization, and we're dedicated to inspiring young musicians to learn about and play jazz. And how we inspire them is we'll put together bands of around 10, maybe 12 musicians, almost any instrument. We do like to get a balance of instruments, but almost any instrument. And we arrange the music for the young musicians around 11 to 17, or we've had a couple younger and a few older as well. But we'll arrange their music kind of based on their ability, and we'll have each session is about 8 rehearsals, and then we'll have a couple of gigs that we do. And in dispersed in the rehearsals, I'll have other professional musicians come and sit in with the band. And what we found is that's the best way to inspire people, the young musicians in the band. And some of these young musicians that come into the band have never really stood up and maybe taken an improvised solo. And so what we do is we almost parallel what happened as jazz was created with call and response, and then we get a few notes going, and then we just once a person realizes they have the ability to stand up and take a solo, then they enjoy it and it's very fun, and then that's a great launching pad. And actually everyone has the ability, some people just don't know it. And what we do is inspire them, give them the confidence necessary so they realize they can do that. And then another thing that we are, maybe another component, would be we're also dedicated to preserving jazz as a true American art form.
Right.
And sometimes people might forget that. You know, that's the other aspect of what we do. We're keeping this music alive.
Give me a little history on the Jazz Angels. When did you start, and how and why did you start it?
Okay. We've been around for 4.5 years now, and prior to that, me and some other musicians were on breaks at some jobs, at some gigs, and we're talking about how music was when we grew up. And my co-founder, Mark Barnes, lived in this little town, Rolla, Missouri, and he's had every big band imaginable, Duke Ellington, Count Basie, because they would, on their tours, they would always stop off at his school and play.
Mm.
And when he went to college...
That must have been tough. How could they stand that?
I don't know. He said, oh, yeah, you know, and then we had this dance and Count Basie's band played. And then we had this band and Duke Ellington's band played. And then he, of course, got turned on to music and studied at North Texas. And sometimes Stan Kenton's band came and he did some clinics. Actually, Stan Kenton helped him out learning some piano voicings and things like that. And we were just talking about how inspiring that was, and that how that's kind of banished from the educational system. And so we kept going, saying, well, one of these days we should do something about it. And then, you know, we would leave and then come back the next week and play and talk about it some more. And while this was going on, in 2006, I applied for a performing arts fellowship grant from the Arts Council for Long Beach.
Mm-hmm.
And I received that grant. And in deciding what I want to do with the money from the grant was I went, well, I think we need to get some of this ball rolling on this project. And we did. And we got our nonprofit status, and I got some funders to donate some decent equipment. And I got on the phone and I begged some younger musicians, you know, friends of our children's, to come and play and try this band out. And we had 8 rehearsals. We had 10 kids. We had 8 rehearsals, and then we were invited to play at a summer school program. And afterwards, I said, okay, it was great, guys. We'll see you later. Thanks a lot. And all the kids were going, well, when's the next rehearsal? When are we going to do more music? And so
now there's a challenge.
I was going, well, what do you mean? It's over. And they're going, no, we have to keep going. And you know what it's like when children are looking at you like,
yeah,
okay, this has to continue. So we decided we need to continue this. And then the very next session, actually, we had two bands of 10 children, and now speeded up to our winter session, which starts actually this coming Sunday, the 23rd. We're going to have 50 children in the band, in five different bands. We have a vocal jazz band now, and so that's the brief history of it.
Right.
Through the trials and tribulations of nonprofit.
Right, and I'm sure there's a lot of things in between. That's
ownership
exactly as you're talking about.
Yeah.
So, I mean, what's a typical student? I mean, what age are we talking about here? Or is there a typical student?
Yeah, well, there's not really a typical student because what we found, and we're still kind of green at this or new at this, but what we found in our 4.5 years experience is that sometimes you get maybe we'll have someone that's 10 and they've been playing piano for 5 years. Okay, they've been playing for half their life. You know what I mean?
Right.
And so they have some experience, and now maybe they're ready to play with some other people. And then we might have someone who's been playing, who picked up the guitar. They're 16, and they just picked up the guitar a year ago, but they want to learn too.
Right.
And then we'll have. Some people with aggressive attitudes, just like anything else, you know, I guess any other situation. And then you have some people that are passive. And so what we do, and my co-director Albert Alva is really good about about this, is we'll put together the bands, not necessarily on ability, but more personality.
Ah, that's interesting. Okay.
And that's been a really good key, and I have to, I give him total control over that. When I say, oh, let's put this guy in this band, he goes, well, I don't think his playing is going to get along with this other guy. But if we do this, so both the musicians will be supportive of each other, whether they're both aggressive or passive or however that works.
You've talked a little bit about how you get people to, you know, programming-wise and things like that. But I'm just kind of curious, where's the parents in all of this?
The parents are... We have some parents that help, you know, volunteer to with the day-to-day operations of the organization and when we do have performances and things like that. But most of the time, they're not around. They're more than welcome to sit. Some of them sit in at the rehearsals,
mm-hmm.
and they're certainly invited to. But a lot of them will just drop their child off and then come pick them up later. Some stay because we've had people coming from Fullerton, and now this session we have a guy coming from Mission Viejo, and some people come from Palos Verdes. People hear about our program, and it's pretty unique, and it's an alternative method of instruction than they receive in school, so they don't mind making the drive on a Sunday to come rehearse. And so the parents are involved, but we put a lot of the responsibility on the children, kind of how what happened with the history of jazz. If you look at it, there was the players had to be responsible for each other. You know, no one necessarily
right.
took care of them, and we put the musicians. They need to take the time and learn the music. You know, we can do the inspiration, we can help them, but it's when we're not rehearsing that they need to make sure they have their music and their instrument and all that kind of stuff.
So, if someone wants to help in terms of support, whether it's money or resources, how would they go about, you know, or if they want to send their kids, how would they find out information about your program?
Well, our website is www.jazzangel.org. No S at the end, just jazzangel.org. Or they could email me, barry@jazzangel.org. Or our phone number is area code 562-223-0086.
Now, I failed to ask, bring it up because I know this is really an important thing. Is of course, you know, obviously, you have performances where the children or the students perform in front of their parents and stuff. But you've also have performed in before public.
Yeah, it's one of the toughest challenges we've had is finding the location for these musicians to perform. I mean, I have some pretty important guidelines. You know, it has to be to where when the kids walk in, they go, wow, this is a really cool place.
Mm.
And And there has to be an audience of either their peers or the general public or something other than the parents. The parents are wonderful and supportive, and they come to all the concerts and things like that. But I think for me as a performer, to know there's other people listening and appreciating you, that's really what gets you to that next level.
Okay, well, Barry, thank you very much. Again, the website address is?
www.jazzangel.org.
Okay, fantastic. And, of course, I'll repeat it again. I want to thank you very much for taking the time to speak to Imagine This Radio. And, folks, really, this is a great group. I've heard them play. My son has played with them in the past.
Right.
So that's
yes.
not why I'm promoting them, because I really do think that it's very important for young people in the city of Long Beach and generally the regional area to have access to music and music instruction and particularly when it comes to jazz. It is such a great music form. Thank you again very much for talking to us.
Great. Thank you very much too, Antonio. And I'm always here if you need me.
For more information about the Jazz Angels, go to www.jazzangel.org or call 562-223-0086.